This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe on the Third Watch. Now, to everybody working right now, thanks very much for what you're doing, how you're doing it, and where you're doing it. Doesn't matter what it is you're doing, but a special shout-out, as always, goes to our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as Felix and the bulk mail center guys hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And let's not forget the suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go so that you can go. All right, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to the end of it, America, all lowercase. And finally, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from undergroundusa.com, we've got Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope it is where you are, and we're going to get started with the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm only going to give you 34 seconds of the big boy, but this is kind of says it all as to what he had to say last night in his great speech.
In a speech from outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the president issued a warning.
Equality and democracy are under assault.
And he didn't mince words.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Mr. Biden appealed to the nation to remain optimistic and have the courage and commitment to preserve American democracy. In a pre-speech rebuttal, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy accused the president of trying to disparage hard-working Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, I'm going to say something, and it might upset a few people, but I don't really care. Joe Biden is intentionally trying to infuriate the country and bring the conversation back specifically to Donald Trump. Why? Because as you and I talked about during the break, it's simply that he has no other avenue with which to go. He knows he's going to lose unless he and his party can make this all about Donald Trump.
That's right. And that is the danger of making this election about Donald Trump. As I've been saying for the last few times that we've been talking, the next election has to be about the policies and not about the man. The more the media wants to push things about Donald Trump And the more the far right and the right want to say Trump, 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 we're falling into their hands. We're falling into their playbook. They need to have this about Donald Trump again because it's the only thing they have. He's failed on the economy. He failed in Afghanistan. He's failed on his pledges not to raise taxes on people, on households making under $400,000. He's infuriated people who actually pay back their loans and people who didn't go to college and people who paid for college without taking out a loan. And he's completely failed on the biggest campaign promise that he made during his run, and that was to be a unifier.
Yep.
He is the biggest divider, even more so than Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to inflame this division so that he can galvanize his core on the left, because he's even failed them in most of everything he promised leading up to his election.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Frank, and by the way, George is saying good morning. Good morning to George.
Good morning, Mr. George.
Yep. And, you know, we know that that we have got plenty of ammunition on our side of the fence if we use it wisely. And we know that they're trying to drag this into a confrontation. They'd love to get this out on the streets and have people in a literal slugfest if they could do it. But we can't fall for this bait that they're trying to bait, is trying to trap us into doing this. What we have to do is be smarter than them. And by the way, on this weekend, here's what I'm going to do. This is going to be my little protest. I'm going to break out the MAGA hat, the nice shiny red one I got. I'm going to break out my MAGA shirt, and I'm going to drive around with that. And I got a couple of places I'll be going with that, dressed up in that. And we'll see if somebody has the audacity to say one word to me.
Well, and again, this has got to move. If we're going to double down on Make America Great Again, then we're doubling down on Donald Trump, because that was his tag phrase.
Well, I'm doubling down on the policy. Policy.
Well, that's the point. We got to start talking about the policy.
Yep.
We have to start articulating it.
Yep. Yep, because that's what we're going to do when we come back. Don't go nowhere. Frank and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, listen to this guy. He'll tell you.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Silvato is my guest, undergroundusa.com, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, in particular, the Moss Nissan dealerships, because we've got the dealership in Crystal River, the flagship dealership in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus the Nissan dealership here on Florida Avenue, right next door to the Acura dealership, and a brand new one coming soon up in Brooksville, on State Route 50, just this side, just the east side of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the highway. Buildings are getting done. Cars are starting to go into the lot. And they're getting very close to being able to open the doors. But they got to have the indoors totally fixed and ready to go. And that's what the delay has been, the indoor part of it. So there you go. Now, let's not forget, at Moss Nissan, one of the reasons they advertise on a national show is because they get customers from all over the country. Now, the reason for that is because of the You Serve, You Save program. That's one reason. Where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get great deals offered to them. Now, also, they have the Moss Care program, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And, of course, there's always the service department. When you need service, they got one of the best departments anywhere in the country. And, of course, they work within the Nissan system, too, so you can get things fixed anywhere in the country. But keep in mind, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check out the website. Check out the dealerships.
And when they have the grand opening up in Brooksville, I'll be there, looking very much forward to shaking hands with a lot of my old friends up there from the radio days when I was on the air up there on the station. So there you go. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, back with us. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, again, we were talking off-air about different things here and what the Democrats are trying to do, and George chimed in here, and he did say something. Let me find this real quick. He said they want us to interrupt the election. They want to set it up. That's why all the news mentions the word revolution, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they are trying to they're trying to do anything they can to make this into something that it's not.
Absolutely, and there will be violence before the 2024 general election. It's going to be the same replay of what happened with Antifa, and there will be another round of special interest protest groups coming to the forefront, capturing the media cycle. We cannot fall for it. What we need to be talking about is a return to equitable taxation, is a return to prosperity, is a return to the free market, is a return to being respected on the world stage, is a return to sovereignty. We need to map out the policies that were dismantled by Joe Biden that were causing prosperity here in the United States, and we need to articulate those policies. That's a winning hand, because nobody can deny that the economy was better 4 years ago. No one can deny that homeownership was moving up and across all demographics 4 years ago. And that's without the Bank of America giving racist-based loans. You know, the stock market was doing well. Even crypto was doing much better than it is today. Everything, every aspect of your life was better. It will be better to telegraph the idea of are you better off today than you were 4 years ago than to use the mantras of the last election, because that's what the Democrats want you to do. Throwing MAGA or Donald Trump in front of a leftist or a far leftist is throwing red meat to a starving lion. It will galvanize the far left. It will put them into the streets. We don't want to do that. And George is right. When these idiots go to burning their own cities, because all of this violence happened in blue cities, let them burn them.
Yep,
Let them burn them. Let them stomp around like little spoiled children, because that's exactly what they are. They're spoiled children who grew up into adults that have absolutely no moral boundaries. They never fit things through. They'll burn their own house down to protest something, and they'll wonder why they have no place to live. So let them display their own stupidity, and let's talk reasonably and thoughtfully and intellectually about returning to policies that gave everybody prosperity without falling back on the gimmick lines or making it about personality. It's got to be about the policies.
Now, we've got a situation in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm sure you've been following it with the water.
Yeah.
And the Mississippi Capitol is now on their fourth day without water. Help is starting to trickle in, pardon the pun, but help is starting to trickle in. It's not enough for what they need. And I really don't know what the answer is, but this is a blue city, okay? I'm going to throw that out there for what it's worth. This is a blue city that for the last half a dozen years has known about this problem. And all they've been doing is patching instead of replacing, okay, the equipment that they needed to replace. And now we have this mess.
Yeah, so when they start crowing, when they're getting close to any election, about how much they've been able to improve infrastructure, we should all laugh. And this is what money for a federal infrastructure bill should have gone for, is things like this. Not green stuff, not subsidies for special interest groups, not creating new programs. When you pass an infrastructure bill, it's about the electrical grid, water, sewer, things like that, roadways. That's what it should have been about. Now, obviously, this is a failure of leadership in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no two ways around that. But if we're going to talk about being able to serve the public, when infrastructure bills are talked about, that's what we need to expect. Mm-hmm. And when it doesn't pan out that it's about actual infrastructure, we should be angry. We can't continue just to accept that they're going to label something whatever they want to label it in Washington and the state capitals, and then have all that money go to something completely different.
Yep.
They think we're stupid. So the people of Mississippi should be, and especially Jackson, should be livid with any bill that was passed under the guise of infrastructure when an entire country's water system crashes. Now, that said, I'd like to see every brewery, every spring water company start sending tankers of water and rotate them in and out. They've done it for hurricanes.
They have.
They've done it for natural disasters. They can do it for Jackson.
Yep. Zephyr Hills comes to mind right here in our backyard.
Yep. Anheuser-Busch. They're all over the place. They canned water during hurricanes and made sure that people had drinking water. There's no reason we can't respond as Americans to people, American people in Jackson with benevolence. That's what being an American means. Helping your neighbor when they need help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before I hit the bottom of the hour here, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, now I'm going to lead into this. The United States is reporting that the Russian military is now facing severe manpower shortages. They've actually had to clean out their prison to get 100,000 military troops to go to Ukraine.
Well, and this was a little bit of a crisis for the Russian army. They're still better equipped from financial scheming and aspect, they're better funded.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have men to pull the triggers, that's trouble.
Yes, it is. Hold that thought, and we're going to go to break, and we're going to be right back with more. And Jeff is chiming away in the chat room. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most Americans enjoyed prosperity under a President Trump administration, low inflation, 401k retirement savings flourished, low gas prices, secure borders, law and order was respected, President Biden changed the direction of America. In a primetime election speech Thursday, he lashed out at Republicans, blaming them for America's woes.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence.
A federal judge on Thursday ordered the release of a detailed list of property seized when the FBI raided President Trump's South Florida home. Trump's lawyers agreed to the release. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha, and welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch here on a Friday morning. I'm talking with Frank Salvato, the managing director, editor, professor, CEO and all that great stuff. Titles sound really good. With UndergroundUSA.com. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've taken for over 8 years, and I take it for one simple reason. It works. Now, if you have back problems, maybe you got knee, leg, ankle, wrist, shoulder, something going on, this product will help you with that ache and pain that you have. Maybe you've even stretched some muscles or something. But it'll help you because not only does it go right straight to the source of the pain, but it also goes after the inflammation that's causing the pain in many cases and the swelling. And that's what you need to do. So that being said, check them out online. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, that's ReliefFactor.com/captain, and give the 1995 3-week quick start a chance to work. See what it does for you. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain, thanks for all those titles.
I thought you'd like that.
It's like I'm sitting in every seat in the boardroom.
Oh, you are. You're one seat. You're a one man band. You're one seat, and you've got all the seats, and you've got all the titles to go with it. So there you go.
That's
Okay, well, you and I were just talking during the break about something interesting. Capisce?
Oh, we always talk. If we actually published what we talk about during the breaks, I think you'd have a cult following.
Well, let's put it this way.
Wouldn't be able to air it on the air, but you'd have a cult following.
Let's put it this way. We certainly have enough people out there, 75 million and counting. I've talked to a lot of Democrats in the last few days, including on this morning's show, that have had it because of the fact that their beloved president was going to bring everybody together and everything sounded really good the way he did it. And now the guy has gone as far left as you can possibly go. Now, I realize there's a reason for that. And you and I were talking about that reason, weren't we?
Yeah. He has to divide the country in order to win.
Yep.
He must keep that division going, and he must focus this election back on the thing that allowed him to galvanize his base, and that's the cult of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to make this about Orange Man again.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the power on the right side and in the middle, and as you were saying, increasingly on the center left to not do that. We have the power to articulate the policies. We have the power to look forward using the knowledge of the past, and we have the knowledge to make things fresh. So let's not use things from the past, and let's talk about the facts about each policy that has been dismantled by this guy who's still trying to divide the country, if not by demographic, by identity. For the whole time he's been in office, all we've heard is identity politics. And that's why they're doubling and tripling, quadrupling down on that before they can get to the next general election. We've got to talk about all the things we have in common and how all of us who have those things in common benefited from the policies he dismantled. Let's make this election about Joe Biden, about the progressive left, and about how their policies don't serve the American people. We do that, it's a landslide. We make this about a person, and the coin is twirling in the air.
Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday, a retired New York City Police Department officer, Thomas Webster, was given his sentence for attacking a U.S. Capitol police officer with a metal flagpole and injuring him. He was given 10 years. That was the sentence, 10 years. Now, I didn't really see what he did, but I've read about what he did. And for anyone that attacks a police officer, for whatever reason, I don't think the sentence can be really debunked. I think it should be the max in every situation, every case of the word. Because if you remember right, there was another group of people, if you attacked them or assaulted them, you would go to jail the same way. And that was the firefighters, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't. If we are to be people who believe in law and order,
mm-hmm.
and the rule of law, and he needed to know better because he was a law enforcement officer,
mm-hmm.
you don't do what he did. I understand passions were high that day.
Mm-hmm.
And people got it. Some people lost control. Most people didn't, but some people did.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break the law, if you attack a law enforcement officer or a first responder, you got to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
He may be a good man. He may have been a great police officer, but as soon as he decided to use violence against a law enforcement officer, you can't have that. So in this ruling, I have to go with the sentence, and I have to say that he did the crime. He's got to do the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for most of the people who are being held on charges of January 6th, their Fourth Amendment rights have been brutally violated.
Yeah, we got a guy still sitting in jail here.
Mm. Yeah, we have. They have not had speedy trials.
Nope.
They have not been able to. They have not been treated. They haven't even been treated the way rapists and pedophiles are treated in prison.
Mm-hmm.
They've been treated worse.
Yep.
So that's another thing that we can bring up going into the election, but how do we bring it up? We don't talk about January 6th because that's what the left wants you to talk about because it'll open the door for them to make it about a person again.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about equal justice under the law and the importance of preserving the Bill of Rights. Moving forward with arguments that are positive and restorative is the way to go in this election cycle, because when you remind people what they've lost, it becomes theirs. They have ownership in that loss then. So when we talk about restoring that loss, they get something from it, a return to protections and a return to a full potency of their rights. We must couch this correctly. Let's move away from the cult of personality and get into talking about the policies and what we all have to gain by a return to policies that actually serve the American people. That's a winning message. And it doesn't give the left ammunition to allow the media to use pot shots and be sensationalistic. You force the media to talk about policy, and they have to admit it was better 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice.
Yeah. Now, a power company in Colorado called Xcel Energy has locked out tens of thousands of Colorado residents from changing their temperature on their thermostats, all in the name of conserving energy. Their thermostats are set at 79 degrees.
This is why you can take all that. Remember all that sweet talk about having the smart thermostats,
yep,
so that you could save money and conserve energy.
Yep.
Take them and shove them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody, when I'm paying my bill, I don't want them telling me how to use it. But granted, I will be responsible enough to make sure that I'm contributing to no abuse of the power grid when an emergency happens.
Mm.
But to have them make the decision for you, this is the danger of not only smart thermostats, but let's bring this out a little bit. This is the danger of a central bank digital currency.
Mm. Yep.
If they could shut off your air conditioning during a heat wave because they've decided you're going to conserve energy.
Yep.
Imagine if you're giving money to something they don't like and they have the power to shut it off.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I will talk to you on Monday, my friend. Have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there. Sign up for the articles that he puts out. You'll know what he's doing when he's doing it. Coming back with our pal, Patrick Hyland. He was there yesterday in Bradenton.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5600. 800-332-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who was that masked man? All right. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. That's one of our oldest sponsors. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, if you're listening to me around the countryside, and you got a problem with your blinds or your shades or your shutters, and you need parts, or maybe you need a brand new blind set of blinds or shutters or whatever, give them a call. 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And they will send those along to you. And happy camping. You'll be well taken care of. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor offers local installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the Sarasota and Tampa Bay areas. You can stop by the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. And always remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number one more time, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or to ask any questions. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, insurance guy, and all that sort of stuff, is on the phone line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Good morning, Bradenton.
Bradenton, Florida, baby. We love it down there. We had a good time in Spain, Mission Barbecue.
Yep.
That's what it's all about. Good veterans down there. And, people are patriots of this great country of ours. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
We need to be thankful and appreciative of this great country and be proud of the red, white, and blue. So, college football yesterday, Captain.
Yay.
Pittsburgh Panthers. Hang on against the West Virginia Mountaineers, 38-31. It went down to the last play, Captain. West Virginia had a 4th and 16. They completed a pass that seemed right at the goal line on the verge of being able to tie the game up.
Uh-huh.
It was ruled incomplete. Game, set, match. Since we're in U.S. Open territory, do a little tennis reference here, Captain. And Oklahoma State took care of business against Central Michigan, but Central Michigan was hanging in there. High-scoring game, 58-44.
Jeez.
CF Knights took care of business yesterday. It's South Carolina State. They played a great game. So
was that a home game?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And then really one of the best games of the day was Penn State and Purdue, Captain. They were going at it back and forth, and Penn State held on to win that ball game. So, a lot of good football. It's nice to start out. You know, 35-31 thriller there. Penn State beat Purdue. And, it's just nice kicking off college football. A lot of guys are doing the fantasy football, Captain, this weekend and early next week. So, that'll be some fun things to talk about. And, that's what everybody's now ready for football. I think you are, too. Is that fair to say, Captain?
Well, next Sunday night at, 8:30, the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, by the way, I heard yesterday, which was hard to believe, that the Buccaneers were favored in that game.
They were favored by 2.5. Yeah. I don't know if that'll stay. That's been going up and down, so
wow.
I don't know what's on there. It should be a great game. It should be a great game. I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. I sure am. And I'm looking forward to all the NFL. We kick it off next Thursday, and it's going to be a great game, I think, Buffalo Bills against L.A. Rams. So you're talking two perennial teams that should go distance in their divisions as well as in the playoffs. And this could be Buffalo's year. In other football news, the Titans signed Mr. Derrick Henry to a $2 million raise for this season.
Wow.
Great running back, Captain. Mm-hmm. Tough as nails. He's everything that he still was the top 10 running back, and he missed several games last year, Captain, due to injury. This guy's a workhorse. So let's see what happens. The Denver Broncos, for our folks out there out west, the rooting the Broncos. Quarterback Russell Wilson agreed to a 5-year, $245 million contract extension. And then even further out west, Captain, Jimmy Garoppolo, he was very happy to be at the 49ers. He didn't try to force anything. If you want me to be the backup, I'll be the backup, he said. We'll see what comes of it. So, I'm surprised more people didn't take an interest in him. He's always been a winner. He just doesn't have the strongest arm, Captain. I think someone would have really snapped him up.
Yeah.
Put that out there. Also, this is going to be the final month of regular season baseball.
Yeah.
And a lot of teams are vying for that last final playoff push.
Mm-hmm.
So, should be a very interesting sports month, to say the least. We'll see how things shape up in college and NFL. In the NFL, there's always about 5 teams that do better than you think they will, Captain, and 5 you think, wow, it's not going to go to the playoffs and, didn't make it. So I think that's what I like about the NFL more than anything, the parity. Versus college, you have your top teams, but it's still exciting to watch college football on Saturdays, and that makes it nice. But they're starting to get a little bit more parity, especially with this money being thrown around, Captain. I think a lot of athletes are going to go to different institutions for their education as well as playing football.
You mean they're going to play hard for the money?
You betcha, Captain. You betcha, get one. There's a little spinoff there, Captain. I like that. Oh, man. Well, talking about spinoffs, Captain, I have fun on Sundays doing the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 and then doing this, sports segment with you on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays during the 5 o'clock hour. But during the week, I really do help out a lot of people with their insurance needs. It'd be Social Security, Medicare, annuities, life insurance, whatever you have. You know, give me a call. I have connections for property and casualty insurance, too. You know, I've just been doing it for over 30 years. I have a lot of connections, a lot of friends, and a lot of VPs. I saved somebody money 2 days ago, Captain, like I shared with you. She was paying $500 a month for her prescriptions. We got it down to $100 a month. You know, that's $5,000 a year. That's a lot of money for people. And I can do it for all the audience out there listening, too. But you got to give me a call. My number's 813-966-1052. Patrick Holland, 813-966-1052. Medicare season will be here next month, and the new plans will be out. Looks like some exciting news. People are going to really be happy about the Part B rebate they're going to be entitled to. Get some people some more money to help them out with their needs, Captain. And as always, it's always a pleasure being on the show with you. God bless you and the audience. Look forward to seeing you Sunday. And have a great day, sir. God bless.
Stay low.
Thanks.
All right. Patrick Island, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. And we appreciate him. And make sure you check out. And by the way, they have a Facebook page, the Sports Zone, and their podcast is over there. You can go over there and listen to their podcast. For the last show right there. Now, 75 million people. 75 million people have been alienated directly by Joe Biden by calling him MAGA Republicans, by calling him a threat to democracy. You know, the threat to democracy is Joe Biden. The threat to America is Joe Biden. And the Democrats. Look what they've done to this country in 2 years. Look what they've done to this country. And unless you're blind or deaf and dumb or all of the above, you can't possibly go along with the Democrats on anything. All they've done is hate, been discontentful, try to get rid of more people with more things, try to install and jam their stuff down your throat, which I don't want any part of. And what we need to do is we need to beat them at their own game. We need to beat them at their own game. And that is to remind the country what they have done to our great country by punishing working families, by rewarding the wealthy, by trampling our rights and freedoms as Americans, and by pitting neighbors against neighbor. They want all of this stuff. They want the division, but we're not going to give it to them. All right, folks. I'll see you all tonight in a weekend show. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy the weather. And remember, this show is all about we the people. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.